Yeah, good morning. Neville here. It's Friday, May the 1st. Happy May Day. And so I'm in my office early morning still, wrapping up the kind of chit-chat on Twitter, reading some news items, checking through essentials in the RSS reader, and reading about this official change of description of swine flu. That is what everyone has been calling it since this whole thing blew up. Into now, the World Health Organization has officially said that they're going to now call it Influenza A H1N1, which, from what I've been reading in a number of places, is a more accurate descriptor for this outbreak, this virus attack. It's great. And in fact, yesterday in the FIR podcast, episode 444, this was actually a topic of conversation that Shell and I had. Referring to the kind of pressure that has emerged in the US in particular from companies involved in the pork industry, saying that it damages their business. Yeah, understandable. You think swine, you think of pigs. And so there's so much, I think, misunderstanding out there, which I suppose is inevitable, is it? I don't know. But so it's now officially called Influenza A H1N1. The trouble with that, though, is are people going to use that? Is everyone going to say that? You know, oh, I was just reading the latest news about Influenza A H1N1. What a mouthful. I can't see it happening. I think people are still going to refer to it as swine flu. And thinking, too, in terms of everything I've read that I pay attention to on this, think of news organizations' websites, it's all called swine flu. You know, are people suddenly going to change this? And I'm thinking the BBC news website has got an extensive section, huge amount of content about swine flu. It's called swine flu, and the swine flu outbreak. The URL has got the name swine flu in it. Okay, you can change these things and do redirects and stuff, but yeah, logistical headache more than anything. And that's what it's referred to. They might change it, I suppose, during the course of the coming days in the obvious ways, maybe retitle it. But Influenza A H1N1 is a real mouthful. Whether it's the official name or not, I can't see people using it. Maybe H1N1, I could see. It's also shorter. Think of headline writers. That might. But swine flu is a more emotive phrase, and that's more likely, I think, to continue in use for attention grabbing. Again, depending on what happens. There was a story I saw yesterday in Mexico where they'd uncovered some pretty gruesome evidence of, in some town somewhere, I saw this on, I think it was Channel 4 News, of the bodies of the carcasses of pigs that were putrefied, a serious health risk, and speculation that this is how it started or something like that. In which case, yeah, pigs are the culprits, maybe because of the way the human beings have been taking care of them. Anyway, that's all speculation. But this, I found this quite interesting, this change of name like this. Is it going to catch on in terms of, you know, normal folk using it? I think it's unlikely, unless the media and others who are talking about it online change, and then it filters through to print, that suddenly everyone starts calling it Influenza A H1N1. And so maybe there's an example then needs to be set by leaders, such as in government. If they want to persuade people to call it correctly, they have to start using it, and that needs to happen soon. But we'll see. Interesting move, eh?